The Art of Catching, joined by Buster Posey. When I just say the words, the art of catching, what does it sort of mean to you?
Well, I mean, I think that it's a dynamic position. There's more than goes into it than just obviously the physical side of it, and there's a lot of preparation mentally, and I think that's what I enjoy about it so much is all the subtle adjustments that are made before and after games, and then even during games, and coming up with a game plan and just trying to get on the same page with our staff.
So the mechanical part, I mean, it starts from just the physical sitting there in the squat position. How do you do it?
Well, it takes some time. I mean, I didn't start catching until I guess I was 19, my sophomore year in college, and that was one of the biggest adjustments, was just physically having everything stretch out to the point where I could sit down there comfortably. But after a couple of months, you know, everything stretched out enough where it wasn't painful anymore.
All right. What do you do with the free hand? And I remember growing up, catchers used to put it on the glove, behind the glove, and then, of course, they put it behind their back. What do you do with it?
Well, when nobody's on base, I'll keep it behind me just to try to keep it away from foul tips as much as possible. But with somebody on base or two strikes, when I might need to block, I'll have it kind of – it's behind the glove, but there's a little bit of separation still. And I think it helps for me, if a runner steals, you know, helps with the transfer, with the hand being close, and then also getting down in the blocking position. It doesn't have very far to go.
Giving signals. Now, in baseball, you know, the old-time managers, third base coach, they used to look in, they would whistle, they would do everything possible to steal signals. What do you do to make sure people don't steal signals? And do they still do it today?
I think the biggest thing that I have to do as a catcher is make sure that when I set up, setting up to give the signal to begin with, like if there's, you know, make sure the third base coach, first base coach, or even a runner on first isn't peeking in. So it's crucial to make sure that my legs are in the right position, that, you know, I'm not giving any signals away. And then you kind of hit on it just a second ago about when you set up, you know, you don't want to set up any differently when you call a fastball opposed to a breaking ball, because that can sometimes give it away, or you can give away location if you set up too soon. So there's a lot that goes into it.
You know, I always like looking at a catcher, watch the catcher's eyes as they look up to the hitter to see what the hitter is doing. Do you do that?
Yeah, I catch myself doing that. Sometimes it's a matter of just looking up and seeing when they're ready. Because if you put the signal down too soon when they're still looking down, they're going to end up backing out if the pitcher comes set too soon. And you're looking at them, too, to see if they're peeking back at you a little bit. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a little cat-and-mouse game.
You ever catch anybody peeking back?
Not very often. Not very often. I mean, guys don't do that too much. But I always wonder how good some peripheral vision is on some of them.
Well, it's a game. People are always looking for an edge in the game, and that's what they do. All right, here's a situation. First and second, there's a bunt in front of the plate. How do you know where to go with the ball? Do you have any guidelines?
Well, yeah, it just depends on, I think first and foremost, you got to know your runners. You got to know what kind of speed you have on first and second. And then after that, it's a matter of, you know, I think a good guideline is if the ball's in the dirt, out in front of the plate, you've got a shot at third base. If it gets too much further than that, you probably need to just take the out at first. But, again, it all depends on the speed on the base path.
Mm. All right. Now, throwing to second base, and you got to plant that leg. What is the key for the catcher throwing to second base, or any base?
I think it starts with your footwork. You got to make sure your legs stay under you. It's a lot like hitting, that if you lose your legs as a hitter, you're going to lose control of the barrel. And same goes with trying to throw a runner out. If you lose your legs, a lot of time the ball's going to tail on you or cut. So it's crucial to keep your legs under you and have a good, strong base.
All right. Last thought for you, of course, blocking the plate. What's the key? I mean, what do you have to do?
Well, you know, for me, it's a little bit of a tough situation, I guess, because, you know, I wasn't blocking the plate when I got hit last year. I was set up just in front of the plate. So what I've been working on this spring is setting up just a little bit further in front and giving the runner the plate and you know, coming back and for a sweep tag, almost a lot like a shortstop, making a tag at second base. But, you know, it's a tough play. Sometimes the ball takes you and certain spots that leaves you vulnerable, and it's just a tough play. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I've watched in spring training, and a couple of the throws to the plate, you've got to handle those throws. You have no time to get in a spot.
Yeah, I mean, it is. All you can do, I think, is during practice and in the spring is prepare the best you can, and then know that when you go into the game, you've done everything you can, and just be a baseball player.
You know, it's amazing in this whole thing I've done here at Buster Posey, they call it the tools of ignorance. And I must tell you, the catchers are the smartest people I've talked to. I mean that.
It's really funny.
Well, I think the tools of ignorance is pretty accurate, because even if you are smart, you're not very smart if you know the repercussions of being behind the plate with the foul tips and just the wear and tear. So I guess in a way we are ignorant.
We'll end on that. Thanks, Buster.
Thank you.